Blog Talk Radio.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty? In the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice.
Hallelujah. 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 Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered the truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe, his servant, Israel, his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening. This is Beth Yahweh from Baltimore, Maryland. Beth Yahweh Congregation, excuse me, Baltimore, Maryland. Our spiritual leader is Yaakel L. Ben Gershom, Ben Daniel, our spiritual leader. My name, the Brother Shabael. My government name is Brother Rob. Shabbat Shalom, as we bring and enter us in this Yahweh Shabbat. The blessing that he has for everyone in the whole world, whether they're knowingly or unknowingly, Maybe they'll come to the understanding of the light so they can enjoy and receive all of their blessings. As we always state, make sure you have your pens, pads, something to take notes, but most important, if you don't have anything, have your Bible so you can go along and check behind me. Be like the Bereans in Acts chapter 17. Said they searched the scriptures as the disciples were teaching to make sure it's true, and that's what we all should do, not just take anyone's word. That's why a lot of people out here nowadays a little misled, a little off course. They're on the broad road. They need to be redirected to the narrow road. I want to open up with a prayer. Hallelujah. Father Yah, thank you for waking me up today, giving me the breath of life. Father Yah, thank you for healing me today. You are the wonderful and the master physician, Yahushua. You still heal. You still don't lose patience. Father, y'all, I'd like to forgive me of my sins knowingly and unknowingly, Father. May I decrease so you can increase so your spirit can speak through me and to the people over the airwaves so people can receive your word. Bless all the Kohen and Beth Yahweh. Bless our spiritual leader, Rabbi Yaakov. Bless the Zakins, their health and strength. Continue to give them their wisdom so they can guide us. Bless Sister Debbie. Continue to watch over her father as she's healing under your care with your angels around her bedside as she's healed as we speak. If it's your will, maybe she'll be listening tomorrow morning for the Shabbat, but if not, that's okay. Once she do be able to listen, she'll be able to go and go to the archives. Pray for her family, strengthen her family, so remove any fear and any worries and concerns. Comfort them with your comfort, Abba. Bless the wives in our congregation. Move the spirit of Jezebel so they can be good, meek, helpmeets. As Abigail, Sarah, just to name a few. Bless our children. Continue to watch over and keep them in the hedge. Bless all of our family and friends and loved ones that they come to the understanding and the truth of your word. As you continue to feed us and give us the manner that we need to dispense to those loved ones that are not aware of your holy and righteous ways. Forgive me if I forgot anything, Abba. Oh, heal all anyone who's ailing. Brother Ariel, he's resting. That's why I'm filling in for him tonight, because this is his night. He's resting. He was feeling ill. He wasn't feeling well. He continued to get his rest, so he'll be ready for Ahabel, Brother Ahabel, lesson tomorrow morning, and then Brother Dayowell lesson in the Shabbat afternoon. We thank you, Father. And anything I forgot, charge it to my feeble, fleshly being. I thank you to our soon coming King and Redeemer, Yahushua's name. Amen. If you can hear me, send me a hello. If anyone out there can hear me, send me a text. But this won't be long tonight, family. So as Rabbi was telling me earlier when I was on my way home, he was going to not have the broadcast. He said, so we all can rest up. I told him I'll be there. I'll be able to be there. I'm on my way. Yah willing, Yah made it possible. And I didn't realize you can't send a text while you inside of an emergency room in the hospital, you know, network problem. So he didn't get a text reply until I was coming, you know, leaving out there. And I apologize for that. But nevertheless, Yahweh made a way and prevailed. I'm home, I'm there, and we all resting, and we ushering in the Shabbat together, all those who listen. Hallelujah. Tonight, family's not going to be long. Something quick. Well, nothing's never quick. It's like there's no minor prophets. They just, the words that they spoken at the time Yahweh called to use them as the vessels that he sent out with the commission. That great commission been going on. It just didn't occur in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, that he gave his disciples. No, it's been proclaimed to go forth and tell the world the truth. So as I would say, there's no quick, short word, like there's no quick, no little or minor prophet. It's just at the time, Yahweh only wanted the words that he spoke to that prophet for that particular group of people at the time to hear. And that was all was necessary to be spoken. That's why some prophets don't have 54 books, 44 books. Jude, for instance, in the New Testament, one chapter doesn't mean that that word is not significant. That's some very good jewels in there that we can pull from and learn from. No matter how many times you read them. Excuse me, I apologize, family. Maybe baby's burp. I may be belching. Sorry about that. I ate something this week. We went to lunch on a job, and I can't handle that spicy, greasy stuff. They told me it wasn't, but it messed me up. So that was Tuesday, Wednesday, and I finally went to the doctor today to see what was up. But everything good, praise God. He just told me, when I explained my diet, he was like, that's the problem right there. You don't eat that type of stuff. You have a very sensitive stomach, and therefore that disturbed everything in your chemistry. So that was the reason why I had the issue that I was going through, the bloating and the pain over this week. But I woke up this morning, it was gone. But I said, I'm still going to go get myself checked that I get off from work, because I wasn't myself. I didn't have no energy because I fasted for like 30-something hours to try to clean it. Well, didn't try. I did clean it out. So I thank God for that. And just want to check just to make sure. And I did it, something I usually don't do. I said, oh, I'm all right. So I think I'm a little doctor. But it's all good. Enough of that. Hallelujah. My opening scripture, family. Told our brother Jaya. Told our brother Yaakov. My open scripture for the night, family. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. I got this lesson going to work yesterday morning because I was asking, what do you want me to teach for the upcoming new moon that will be here? Matter of tonight, I made a mistake. Apologize. Tonight is Sabbat, on a Gregorian calendar. That's on our work and phones and our homes. It's February, Friday, February the 18th. But on God's calendar, who is the creator, which is the only calendar, today is the month of Sebet, which is the 11th month. God's calendar, he created the heavens, earth, and all there is. And it's the 17th day at sunset. So when the sunset, the day is at 6 o'clock, I believe, 6:30, I was coming home, 6:30, something like 6:45, got it. It became the 17th day of Sabbat. Sabbat is the 11th month. So within a couple more days, give or take 17, what we got? 8, 9, 10, maybe 12 or 13 days from tonight, we'll be entering the last month of the year, according to God, the Creator, which is the month of Adar. As I said, my Opening scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. I'm going to read that in your hearing. And a title, it wasn't a title, but I see what he was trying to show me. I'll explain it as I go on because it's been spoken about a lot. It's used a lot in the office around some of the coworkers that I use. And I've been hearing it. And one day it just hit me. And I said, man, and it was interesting because the title was Character versus Integrity. Character versus Integrity. Or you kind of like a, I would ask the question basically like, is this character? Would you say that's character? Or would you say that's integrity? Or would you say both or neither? But that's behind this, the character versus integrity. And what made it come to my mind last month, we had a meeting and one of the brothers, Brother Yariel, matter of fact, you know, and if I say your name, I apologize, but I got that because we always say we the people of the book here at Beth Yahweh, and people that have visited. People apologize. Everything falling down now. That's the noise in the back. apologize. Hold one minute, please. Come. Apologize, family. I'm back. Sorry about that noise distraction. I started talking stuff. As I was saying, we at Beth Yahweh, I apologize where I left off. We always say we're people of the book. And those who have visited us over the years, if they listen or whatever, and they can recall the times that they visit over the years, that, you know, when they came to visit Beth Yahweh, or we came and visited them at their congregations, as we used to do, as we still do, due to COVID things, you know, change a little, but yeah, willing things to get back. If, you know, they can, we'll contest that, man. Because what I mean by people of the book, people say we all are. But I'm saying what we say, we are of that book, because the book, I'm talking about the Bible, the Torah. As we followed along, wherever prophet book, Exodus, Leviticus, Jeremiah, Isaiah, any of the prophets, that's one of the Yahweh prophets that he used, that he, the Holy Spirit inspired and used to write the book. I like to say that because Brother Sheffield, Brother Garfield, government name, he had a conversation years ago with one of his coworkers, and they were saying, well, man, you can't believe that because, you know, man wrote the book. So Brother Garfield, Brother Sheffield eloquently told him, and I like the way he told him, he said, oh, man wrote the book because you don't want to obey it or listen to Yahweh. He said, but man wrote the science books. Man wrote all the other books that you listen to, because I think the dude had college or something. He said, man wrote that. You listen to that, though, so you can get what you wanted out of it. He said, but you don't want to listen to Yahweh's word, because when it comes to something you don't want to do, you don't want to obey. Now you go, man wrote it. He said, yeah, man did write it. He said, but not on their own. Like if me and you stand here, he said, write something. He said, Yahweh, Holy Spirit inspired him to write it. He was a co-laborer. I like the way and I thought about that this evening. Well, I said, okay, that's what the title I'll use. Because that fits in also with the 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. But as I was saying, with people in the book, and getting back to what I was saying, the reason why I use that analogy is because we just came out of the book of Acts, came out of the book of James, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, now, and Brother Ariel opened up beautifully last Shabbat with the book, first three books of Corinthians chapter 1. That's where we're at. So, Yah willing, if Yahweh leads Brother Dale Well to continue, we'll open up, I believe, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 4. That's if Yahweh leads him, Brother Dale Well, to go that way. If not, he might lead Brother Dale Well to teach something else. But anyway, we're going to get the word of Yahweh when Brother Dale Well brings it tomorrow. His name is the knowledge, yeah. But the reason that I said that, getting to, if I call your name out, like I did, Brother Yaakel, Brother Rabbi, I mean, Brother, you know, Brother Lenny, Brother Jackal, is because just like in the book, it said when it was a problem or issue, it's in Acts, the book of Acts that we left, it said Paul came and confronted Peter to his face. He didn't go behind his back, because we're told not to, you know, be busybodies and backstabbers. But what people had to realize, when we talk, I'm speaking for myself and some of my other brothers, I'm sure all the brothers, I'm sure they probably feel this way. When we talk, we're not supposed, we supposed to, I had to pray that before I even opened, came on the broadcast. I prayed before the show even come on. I had to say, make sure I move out the way and allow you, I decrease, allow you to increase your Holy Spirit. Why? Your Holy Spirit, like we learned last week when Brother Ariel was teaching, one planet, one water. As Paul said, one planet and one water, but the Holy Spirit gives the increase. So if we get out the way, that go for all of us as teachers, especially myself, we get out the way and allow Yahweh Holy Spirit to bring forth. That's how we get results. That's what John chapter 6, when it said, Yahshua said, I speak words of life, eternal life, not fleshly words. They don't amount to nothing, but fleshly, I mean, spiritual words, they eternal. They got power. They last forever. So when we get out the way, that's how we get empowered, because while we decrease and why the Holy Spirit, and when he come through, the message will be received by whoever the listening is, that's why I pray open the spiritual eyes, and they'll receive it and don't feel any kind of way about it. Because when a person, when, if I'm in it, it's not going to be right, because it's not the Holy Spirit of God. So I had to move out the way and let the Holy Spirit, if I want Yahweh to get the glory and the results, and that person, individual, to hear it and to receive it, and not just them, as y'all, you heard before, even me, myself, I may say something that I go, I didn't write that down. I wasn't planning to say that. But the Holy Spirit, like, you need to hear this too. So that's why I say, so if I say your name, whatever, don't get offended. And if somebody says something about one of whatever, if the person is out the way, look at it as that's the Spirit of the Most High trying to relate something to you, your spirit or whatever, and anyone else, or to help you to relate something to somebody. So I just wanted to put that out there. Like I said, from here on out, nah, we have to, in order for this thing to work, we have to work it the right way. It's already a template. It's already a formula set, like what he preached last week with Brother Ahabel or Brother Ariel. He said, I'm a master builder. Yahshua, the master builder, the chief cornerstone. Paul said, I don't have to come and rebuild nothing. I just got to build on this. And that's what we do. So I just wanted to get that out there. And until we, because like I said, we have people of the book and Acts, the book of Acts, they were all on one accord. So until we get on one accord and we move out the way and we allow the Holy Spirit to come, because why? No matter what he say, if that convicts the person, if it doesn't convict the person, it gives confirmation to an individual, that's what I want when I teach. I don't care if I teach a good lesson. I'm not saying this, saying brothers don't teach good lessons. All my brothers teach a good lesson. But I'm saying me, Shabbat, my thing that I pray for is that whatever I do say, that it hits that person, inner man, that spirit, soul man that needs to hear, and it can cause a transformation. It can cause a change, a needed change, to get for the necessary activation of the Holy Spirit to completely be full. And that's what I came to understand. I could be wrong. I'm keep on asking Yahweh, am I on to something? But I believe until we do that, each individual, because that's why you got to examine yourself, you read the scripture, until we do that and then we be like the people of the book, that's when the Holy Spirit power activates. Because remember, he can't come in something that's, what is it, 1 Corinthians 14:33? Or 1 Corinthians 14:37. It has to be decency. I said I do not want to get on messing up scripts. 1 Corinthians 14:40. Let all things be done decency and in order. 1 Corinthians 14:40. So until we do that, if we all in it and our opinion and this and that, doesn't matter. That's why Yahshua said that your yea be yea. I mean, yes be yes, and your nay be nay. And what they used to say about Yahshua in Luke 4, another place, he speak with authority. That's why he told the Pharisees, I mean, was sad when they came to get him in the garden, Mount Olives, that night after the Passover. Hallelujah. He said, why you come in the dark? I taught and said everything about you in your face, in the light. So that's just, I just wanted to bring that up. So if anything comes through my mouth or whatever, don't say, oh, that's him. He got a nerve or whatever. Nah, that ain't me. Because I learned that I'm out the way. Because I want something. I want results. I don't want talk. So I had to learn. He had to teach me something this week because this was all a part of my prayer during the 8 days of Hanukkah, renewing my temple. My body is the temple for him. But enough of that. 7:56. It ain't going to be long. 2 Corinthians chapter 13:5. And it's going to read this in your hair, and it goes, this is the C. I got it right. This is the CJB version, and that means complete Jewish Bible. Right. And it goes like this. 2 Corinthians is found in the New Testament book. That's found after 2 Corinthians, of course, is found at the 1 Corinthians. But I mean, to help get you in the area, it's right at the Romans. The book of Romans, if I'm not mistaken. I don't want to leave this guy. Yep. It's found at the book of Romans. So you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, bam, 1 Corinthians. Bam. But okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 13:5 says, examine yourselves. To see whether you are living the life of trust, test yourself. Don't you realize that Yahshua, the Messiah, the Mashiach, is in you, unless you fail to pass the test. But I hope you will realize that we are not failures. Hallelujah. And we pray to a mighty one, Elohim Yahweh, that you will do nothing wrong. We are not concerned with our appearing successful, but with your doing what is right, even if we appear to be failure. For we cannot act against the truth, only for it. So we rejoice whenever we are weak, and you are strong indeed, that we pray for you as becoming a perfect. I write these things while I'm away from you. That's what Paul was saying. He said, so that when I'm with you, I will not have to use my authority to deal sharply with you, for the Master Yahshua gave it to me for building up and not for tearing down. Hallelujah. And that, like I said in the title, like I said, the thing is it character or integrity? Now, this is the story. This is one of them that he gave to me. I didn't finish. I got this yesterday, like I said. Wasn't expecting to teach until, like I said, the first new moon. But I don't believe in, like, Yahweh would give me something. He shared something with me. I don't believe, like, I'll let that wait. I might die. I went to that hospital today. I don't know what was wrong with me. I thought I knew, but it could have been something more severe. I could have died. I mean, it's just real life. I hate to say, oh, come on, brother. It's not on the spot. That's real life. But if I do die, hallelujah. The First Thessalonians that we went through back then, I think it was Brother Yariam. I know I'll hear that shofar when it blow. Because it say the dead in the Mashiach, Yahushua, will be risen first. And then all y'all other brothers, I see y'all. I see y'all coming up in the head with us. Yeah, so if I do die now, I know I don't have nothing to be feared. Yeah, I'd be a little sad. I'm a miss my son. I'm expecting to be a grandfather March the 2nd. He said maybe, he said they went to the doctor today, it might come next time, so whatever. But yeah, I'll miss that because I'm like, man, I miss my brothers, sisters, and that's my biological friend. Yeah, I miss my spiritual brothers and sisters, F. Yahweh. So yeah, but other than that, though, I don't have no fear no more. Because why? I know, like that, we just read in that 2 Corinthians chapter 13:5, I look like a failure. If you've seen where I live at, Some of you seen how I look. It may look like a failure, but inside of me, it's not a failure. He can't fail. So that's why we stand for the truth at Beth Yahweh. To people, they may shun us off once they come to visit and go, what? Where your church at? Whatever. Go, oh, you. We used to worship in a hotel conference room, right? So it looked like, nah, it can't be right. Not knowing. We do whatever we had to do to make sure you get the truth, the unadulterated, uncut truth of the Word of God. So in that state, just to say all that, I finally met the true creator of the heavens and earth, the true only one God, and his son who he gave his life for the salvation to redeem me so that I can have eternal life and be with the Father one day forever. And when I came to realize that, some years ago when I came in this faith, I said, oh, I got it. You have answered out of all the stupid prayers I may have asked for, Jaguars, Mercedes, this, that girl, that house, that job. Now I look back, thank him for saying no, or not now. You can't have that prayer asked right now. I love you too much. You'll be destroyed. But at one prayer I did, hallelujah. I said, show me the true you, because nobody knows what's going on with you. You ask this church person, this pastor, we all carry the same Bible and people, seven different pastors, different churches I went, got seven different ways. Then the funny part about it, I can see if this was when I was in the Seventh-day Adventist. Yeah, you know, of course, you're going to be different than a Baptist. But when I was a Baptist, Baptists had different views. So we in the book of Corinthians now say, we all should what? Speak one mind. What Acts say? Be on one accord. There's only one spirit that's filling us. So I don't care what you call yourself, Baptist, Catholic. Yeah, I'm going to say Catholic. You can call yourself Catholic if you obey this Sabbath that's coming in and you obey all his other seven, his commands in that Bible tour. That's what you want to go, oh, well, eventually the Holy Spirit will hit you in the head and go, bing, you know you're Hebrew Israelite, right? You're a child of God. Like, oh, yeah, okay. But other than that, you can call yourself a Seventh-day Adventist or like, but we're all supposed to have one mind because one spirit is leading us and guiding us. That's it. Okay, 803. Well, I talk myself to death.
I know you said it's going to be a short one.
Okay. Oh, you know what, family? That's funny. I wasn't feeling myself, so I wasn't thinking when it was time to go because I'm going to go. I didn't bring the notes home, but I took a picture. I took a picture of it yesterday. I told you I got it soon as I was coming. I was coming to work, and I was coming down the steps to go across the street into the job. Stuff was coming, so as soon as I got in the job, I was putting on my work boots and clothes, my work boots, getting ready and stuff. I wrote down some stuff. Somebody just said take a picture of it. Good thing I did because I didn't bring it home. We're going to go to this one particular story we're going to use tonight: character or integrity. Luke chapter, make sure. Oh, it's in Luke. So you was in 1 Corinthians. Was you in first? No, you was in 2 Corinthians. So go back. 1 Corinthians, go back to your left. Well, if you got a phone, you might scroll down. You know what I'm talking about. Go back. You got 1 Corinthians, Romans, Acts, bam. And then, John and Luke, book of Luke, chapter, okay, hold on, sorry about that. Like I said, I didn't have no notes for this yet. But I come to find out the Holy Spirit got all your notes you need if you decrease and allow him to increase and put my little Baltimore City, public school education, which one I went to school. I'm 54. I had some good educators because I learned from my aunts. They were educators, my two aunts, and they told me it's a difference from an educator and a teacher. Teacher just want to check. Man, I had no concern. Okay, if you in a eighth grade reading and first grade levels, you don't care. But an educator is going to be upset and give you little assignments. She's going to call your parents. You're going to write a letter home to your parents. You're going to want to talk to your parents because she wants you to be educated and be prepared for this world that you face after you graduate from high school. I found my Bible. So I found one. Luke. Apologize. Here you go. All right, so you don't need no notes. Holy Spirit will do it. What good is if I did have notes? And if he say, say this, say that, while I'm teaching it, I go, oh, now I'm old, but my notes got this. I just, it's just nullified. Yeah, it might sound like something good, ooh, good, but it ain't doing what I want to, for to do to give Yahweh the glory. Want his word to hit, what it say first, Hebrews chapter 4, I think it's 12, what, his word is like a two-edged sword, cutting, ascending, and piercing through the bones. So that's why I said, like John 6 say, I had to speak spiritual, eternal life. Okay, Luke. When I say Luke, 16:8. Okay. Both of them is in there, I think, in there. But we're going to go with this one. Because it ain't going to be that long, 8 o'clock. We're going to go with this one. I told you I'm not going to keep I got to start keeping my word on that. My yay be yay and my nay be yay. I got to examine myself thoroughly. Because why? If that's character or that's integrity. You say something, like daddy say, you should do it. Or what my heavenly daddy say, not just my earthly daddy. I had to thank Yahweh from them parents too. He says that also. Say what you mean. Let your yay be yay, nay be yay, because that's a vow. So, you know, don't be too quick. Let nobody pressure you into saying things or whatever. You know, the younger audience, if there's any out here listening, especially you guys, and you're not alone. As adults, we get caught up in that too. Remember one year I was going to be hasty because everybody else was getting a new car. I was going to get a new car on the job. Good thing I didn't. That job folded on us. Mm-hmm. But that's just something, you know. So don't be too late. Luke chapter 18. Starting at verse. That's it. Luke 18:18. Hey, remember what I said? I said, what he, is it character or integrity? And how I come to this, because as I said, it was thrown around my job for weeks and weeks and weeks. And one to say, well, that's not my character. You know my character? And I want to say, they should know my character. And, you know, I just like, I'm sitting there, I'm trying. When I got free time, I'm trying to look at the word, you know, saying what a brother, whoever taught that Saturday morning or that Sabbath or that Friday or just go back on something or some old stuff that I thought I had a lesson. Like, what's this? And, you know, but long story short, I kept saying, man, they keep saying that, but do they know? So one day, like I said, we had a meeting back in January, the brothers, the Kohen, and Brother Yariel had said something about, he said, integrity. And it hit me because I said, man, it's thrown around the job since November. And what he said, I went home later that night, I said, he's right. Because it took me back to my father, and it took me back to my military days, because we had these army standards. It was called selflessness. Selflessness, that means you're not selfish. You put your others before yourself. And I said, man, now I look back at that, man, that's kind of like believer's way of life, or the way a believer supposed to show his walk, his conversation. Person are watching you. So I said, man, selflessness, putting up with that. What is it? What do you say? A brother that lay down his life for us? It had integrity. And integrity, I think the way the army defined it was doing right when no one's around, or something like that. But we're gonna look what Webster say, because the army make their own rules. But and it was some other things. They'll come back to me. I don't know. It's been 20 years. Matter of fact, look at the calendar. January 22nd, made 20 years I've been out the army. Time flies, man. So And I thought about this when I was coming, man, this came to me. And I said, well, I don't have no scriptures, because I like to use scriptures. I don't like to use, but I'm looking at stuff now. Like sometimes I still don't care if it's whatever, world news or whatever. I still need me. That's just how I feel. I want to find that some kind of way. It might not be exactly, but some kind of way in a scripture or to show the antidote or the result, what the scripture would say from it. But this, I just happened to, I said, I got something for that. I got something, I think. And that's how I came across this one, Luke chapter 18, verse 18. And then, like I said, the open scripture. I said, I need an open scripture. That just came a few minutes ago when I opened up 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 5. So we're going to go back to Luke chapter 18, verse 18. And this is how it's read. Remember, I want you to think character or integrity. But before we go there, I said I need to look at the definition for you guys. I'm supposed to be the teacher. Y'all should not have to do all that. You should just be sitting there with your pens and pads and listening. Give me 1 minute, fam. What I say, character, right? I didn't ask you to do that. Character definition. What book? Didn't tell me what dictionary. It says the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Let me give a little example. Running away was not in kept with her character. Second definition they gave, a person in a novel, I found that interesting, a play or a movie, the author's compassionate identification with his character. And it says, what is it meant by character of a person? The character of a person or place consists of all the qualities that they have that make them distinct from other people or places. You use character to say what kind of person someone is. For example, if you say that someone is a strange character, you mean they're strange. So we have an idea. That was Merriam-Webster. I apologize, man. And they also have a mark, a sign, a symbol. You know, because, you know, in in the English literature, you learn grammar, you learn punctuation, marks and nouns and pronouns and adjectives. So that's why it could be as a mark, a sign, or symbol. As a letter or figure used in writing or printing. Two, they have the group of qualities that make a person group or thing different. Okay. So that's character. Now we're going to look, but notice it said a person, the mental and moral qualities, the distinctive to an individual, you know, that sets them apart. That's another one. That's Corinthians 2. Can't remember. That's 1 Corinthians 14. Hallelujah. That's 30-something. That's 33. Something. I'll get that one wrong. Corrupt. Back to what I'm saying, apologize if I write. I take notes for myself too. That's when I teach. So if you ever hear me like, "Who in there? I thought he don't have no wife or no kids. I thought his son living in Georgia." But I'm in here with the Holy Spirit. No, they in there. So everybody in here, but I write notes so I can later on look. Like I gotta learn too. And I thought that was interesting. Also, when it says the group of the group of people. And the moral part of, you know, the moral. Okay, and now I want to look up the word integrity. Okay, listen. Integrity meaning, it says integrity, the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Moral uprightness. Let me give an example. He is known to be a man of integrity. The second definition I gave you, number one, is state of being whole, like that, and undivided. Remember, we was in the book of James, said a double-minded man. And when a man, for our coach out there, that means sister, you know, female sister, whenever you hear in the term, it'd be specified, man, most, you don't just mean like, yeah, that's you men. No, you mean mankind. Well, you'll see within the context if you just talking about men, because you're like, we don't do that. That's what the men, that's, now you can use that. But when it say that, it's mankind, so sisters, y'all included too. The state of being whole and undivided. Up, and it gives an example, upholding territorial integrity and national sovereignty. That's that, yeah. See, the army will give you something, but not like that. I like that. Okay, now we're going to Luke 18, verse 18. Like I told you, it all started because I was hearing this word, and then the brother used it in the meeting we had back in January, and I'm like, And then as coming to work yesterday, right across the street from the job, something just went bang, bang, bang. Okay, so here we are. Luke chapter 18, verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now, if you know the account of this, what's going on here, Yahshua was sitting down. Matter of fact, we're gonna go. Yahshua was around, so I'm gonna go to verse 15. And they brought unto him some of the disciples, also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked him. But Yahshua, the master, called them unto him and said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily, verse 17, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. And then we come into verse 18. So, I didn't want to leave it. That is kind of vague. Like, who came? A certain man. And who a certain man talking to? So now verse 18, a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, talking to Yahshua, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Yahshua said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one that is of God. Now those two verses right here, that certain ruler, because some text, like I said, it's the CJB, the complete Jewish Bible, but some text want to say a rich young ruler, whatever, but we'll get the grasp of this, what they're saying. Remember I told you, character, integrity. So he's coming up, and then how he start off, good master. And then with the Yahshua, and he asked him, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Verse 18. Then Yahshua asks him, why calls me good? None is good save one that is God. So now we read about character and the moralness and the uprightness of the individual. So Yahshua is showing that character. What character though? That Shem. Because remember, Shem in Hebrew means name, but that name is called a character. And we read it every Shabbat. And before the opening of Shabbat service, we read Exodus chapter 20, the 10 words, 10 commandments. And he said, thou shalt not take my name in vain. See, it's not just, yeah, of course it's slandering his name, you know, using it in vain. But as a believer and a person that noticed, follow the Torah, follow God, we had to carry ourselves, conduct ourselves a way, because we're ambassadors, as Paul said. We're citizens of the kingdom. We're kingdom children. So we just came out of Acts that was showing us, that was the start of the church age, as they say. I lost word when I say it. It's sad that we so programmed over the years. I don't even want to use that word, but I'll get another one. But that's the beginning. Acts shows the beginning of that. Then we came to James. James also shows us how conduct is supposed to be. Then we went into 1 Thessalonians with Paul, Timothy, and Silas are keeping Thessalonians encouraged through the persecutions and things that they're going through, because they're new believers that converted, that came into the way, into the truth from out of all the other things in the world, all those other idols, because that's all they are. It's only one God. It's only one way, one family. So the word, so that's Shem. And so Yahshua is living up to it, because he's living up to it, man, because he's like, why you call me good? Yahshua could have accepted that. But Yahshua is showing some what? Some good character. But he's also showing what? Integrity. Because the Father's not around. Remember I told you the army definition was doing what's right when nobody's there or whatever, but which is good too. But he showed an outstanding character and integrity. He asked him, and he corrected, none is good save one that is the Father. Verse 20, thou knowest the commandments. This is Yahshua asking him. Do not commit adultery. This is part of the Ten Commandments. I think commit adultery. All in my fall five. That's not murder six. Commit adultery is the seventh commandment. Do not murder. That's the sixth commandment. Do not steal. That's the eighth commandment. Do not bear false witness. That's the ninth commandment. And there's some accounts besides Luke. You can remember you got four gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What I can't remember, because like I said, I didn't even have the notes, but I'll get it. I apologize, but not tonight. I don't want to take up time, because I said it's going to be short. It'll have another one of the commandments. But as we learned, reason why, because that was the way the Spirit inspired them from what they got to write. That's why he may have one. It's still a commandment of God. So let's get this straight. But he may not didn't have exact ones, like I just told you, that Luke just did the seventh commandment, adultery. Don't murder. That's the sixth commandment. And don't steal. That's the eighth commandment. And bear false witness, that's the ninth commandment. Oh, and then he put on his other father. That's the fifth commandment. See, so some of them have an order, but it's still the same thing. You know, person see it different. I see things the same. I know you probably said, you just said, Ariel taught it last Shabbat, that we're supposed to be on one, speak one way and one mindset. Yeah. But I'm saying, though, I still see it on the same mindset, the Holy Spirit, but the way I bring it out, because the way my individual personality, my individualism, I bring it out, but it's still the way, but it may not be exactly how Ariel bring it out. Ariel bring it out. Dale Well bring it out. Bell. You follow what I'm saying? Yaka'el, Mariel, Shapupel. It's still, brother, Kanuka. It's still coming, though. Okay, verse 21. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth. Now, verse 21, that's the certain ruler, or some of your translation say rich young ruler. Verse 22. Now, when Yahshua heard these things, he said unto him, yet you lackest thou one thing. And he tells him, he says, sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in the heaven, and come follow me. Right? Because didn't he ask in verse 18, good master, Messiah, Yahushua, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? You know, eternal life is salvation. And he told him, don't call me good. It's only the Father's good. But I'm going to show you still, though, what the Father said, what you must do. And then he's like, man, y'all knows the commandments. Remind you talking to the man that knows your thoughts afar off. So he's conversing right with him, but he can, you know, he just, as people say, I want to see where he's going with this. Is he trying to flatter me? Good master. So you see what I'm saying? So. And this is king key. I said, what this got to do with that? Anybody that was around, they could remember we went up to what, verse 15, 16? Yahshua was sitting around the area, and the children, people was bringing the infants, he was touching infants and the children, the disciples was like shooing them away. And he's like, no, don't do that. Let them come. Because he was teaching. That was a teachable moment. He said, in order to inherit the kingdom of heaven, you must be like these children. I mean, like, not childlike mind, but obedient, willing to listen to their guardian. And that's how we should be for the Father. That's not how we should be, and that's the only way we can inherit eternal life. Keep it real. Okay. So Yahshua says, yep, that is true. You have kept them since your youth. So that goes to prove, too, if anybody out there young and say, you can't follow that church stuff. Cause, you know, I do it when I get 65 or 70. Right now, you know, I'm young. And or somebody with some money or whatever, or money and young go, well, you know, I get that later. It go to show you can have money and be young, and you still can follow the commandments. Because it's a choice you have to do. Remember 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself. So you can do those things. Yahshua just letting us see it through this young ruler. But when I report that up, anybody that was around saw him come up, I'm sure everybody know who he was. This is like if somebody's wealthy or whatever, known figure, the mayor, governor, or whatever, they come up. When you see them coming, you know it's them. Because they probably, most 9 times out of 10, just like you see it in modern times, they might have a little entourage, they call entourage, you tell your homies, your clique. To those people that's watching and doing, what it look like, that's the young ruler with good character. Because why? Sure, he come around, drop a couple of little coins. You know what I'm saying? Richie. So he knows, like, ooh, that brother, outstanding character, right? Remember 2 Samuel chapter 15? I didn't have that, but that just came to me. The account with Saul. When Saul got dethroned for being disobedient to what Samuel, the prophet of Yahweh, instructed to tell Saul, the king, the first king of Israel, to do when they go to kill everything, excuse me, to murder everything, he didn't do it. And so when he had to select a new king, the second king of Israel, King Dawud, King David, he went to Jesse's house, David's father, and he was looking at all his sons, like, ooh, man, boy, that boy telling you. And Yahshua told him, like, Yahweh don't do like man. Yahweh doesn't judge on the outer appearance. Yahweh judges on the inner. So he had a good outward appearance and outward showing because I'm sure he was well known, right? And then he going to come in and do that. Hey, what must I do? So you know everybody ears is listening. Like, yeah, hey, man, even a rich dude asking? How can I, you know, let me hear up this. If you was wise, I know if I was around, man, I want to hear this because he got money. What are you worrying about? What are you worrying about? Some salvation, but that's what I'm trying to bring out. How he had character, like my coworkers, a lot of them gotta go around. I had explained them the difference from character and integrity. Because why I learned over the years or whatever, a person can fake character. Mm-hmm. But you can't fake integrity. What you mean, bro, Rob? Like I said, spirit is in the army, the military, same thing. You can fake character because, like I explained to my coworkers, I said, so you say your character, I said, but you can fake a person that don't have any character or little character and don't have any ounce of integrity. Because why? You seem like that, brother, or that sister is legit. But to a person that has some integrity, little integrity, because only just like it take a little faith mustard seed, you can't fool that person. Nah. And that's what this young ruler, rich young ruler, come up to Yahshua with flattering words, because he figured like he was going to drop Yahshua a couple little coins at it. Like, good master. And Yahshua tell him something nice. And everybody said, ooh, look at that. And he tell his man, give him a little change, and we out of here. Yeah, and I might be at the temple this Sabbath if we back in town. Yeah, Hallelujah. You see how Yahshua asked him as soon as he said something. Like, oh, don't call me good. Whoa, you right. See, you can't fool a person that got outstanding character and outstanding, impeccable integrity. Because remember, integrity is doing right with the army. Say, doing right when no one is around or else doing it. You do it right because that's how it's supposed to be. That's why I said kind of was biblical. Let your yea be yea, nay be nay, and not obey Yahweh and do things and live this believer's walk. Yeah, I almost slipped up. So this walk, and not just in word, but we supposed to show and display it in deed and actions. Because some people will be watching us, and they may never see a church or hear a sermon, but they can say, I watched this person that moved across from me, or came to my job or work across. they do this, she does this, he does this, and man, watching. That's integrity. Even if no, and they watching you, you don't see them, and you like, and they'll pray, say their grace, or they'll do this. Nobody's watching, looking, but they're watching. And what we have to think as believers, if nobody's watching, your heavenly Father is. Remember, he never sleeps nor slumber. Okay. So verse 21, and he said, all of these I have kept from my youth. And then Yahshua told him in verse 22, now when Yahshua heard these things, he said, you lack one, sell all thou have and distribute unto the poor, and you shall have treasure in the heavens, treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. Okay, we're going to stop right there. What time is it? 8:32. We're going to stop right there. That's probably going to read that. And now, so that's why I come in to the part. I said, it's up to you. You answer this on your free time if you care to. While you go through them verses, what I said, verses, they start at 18 to that 24. So character or integrity. See, when people are around, he, rich ruler, the person do what he's supposed to. But when a person, no one's around, he's by himself. Well, he thinks he's by himself, as Christ said. He doesn't have the integrity. So as believers, we have to keep that in mind because we have to display kingdom citizenship. We ambassadors to draw people to say, I want that. I want to hear more of that. So that's why I had to watch my little potty mouth sometimes. If I get a little upset or angry and say, because a person might say, just get ready to ask something, but I heard him curse. He said a curse word. Yeah. So I was like, I don't want no excuses. I'm working on that. I don't want to hear, he almost had me, but what was that, King Agrippa, when he told Paul when we was in Acts, man, Paul, you almost convinced me to be a Israelite. I know your scripture's going to say Christian, but that's not what it was. You almost convinced me. And I said, that Paul was doing some serious preaching. Well, he even admitted, you almost convinced me. While he's sitting there eating his grapes and they fanning him, because you know how they said the kings were back in the day. I said, almost. But what stopped him? What we learned, what was it? 1 John, 2 John. You know what I'm saying? The pride of life. The lust of the eye. Pride of life, right? He can't give up them riches, them king. He knew he'd be the laughing stock. Or would he? We never know the end of that story. But I think he would have been okay. He'd made a lot of people, because why? Influence of who his position is. Remember Cornelius from the Italian band? He had men under him. And some of his people, Okay, what time is it? 8:35. So saying that, family, like I said, this is up to you. I just wanted you to see a difference, character and integrity. Like I said, a person, like my coworkers, I don't know if they listen. Maybe one day they listen, they'll laugh. Man, he always kept it real. He don't care. I told him, I said, you can fake some character to a person that don't have very little character, and a person that don't have no integrity, you can fake them, but you can't do that to a person. Because an example on a job, family, with somebody around, you see the boss somewhere not too far, you're doing something. That's faking and character. We're told as citizens of the kingdom, in Colossians, we don't do things to be man pleasers. That means you work. You work whether the boss there or not. Because I'm the type, I know I work, so if I'm tired, I'm taking a break, get me some water. He can be there. I'm not jumping up. I know what I do, and I've been there 10 years. He should know what I do by now. Nah, he should be fired. That means he ain't been doing his job. So I don't jump up and do all that, because my father taught me that, my earthly father. And now I see, as I got into the word and the Torah, my heavenly father says that in Colossians, don't be a man, please. Don't do stuff because somebody watching or whatever. That's fake character. Now, if the boss ain't around, you don't even want to do it at all. Or you do a half, as my mother say, a high-posh job. A half, a slack job. There you go. See, that's no integrity. So why? Nobody around. Nobody watching. When somebody around, you want to act like you're doing something. Nah. I don't get down like that. I got in trouble when I first, somebody said, man, you better get up, man. They pulled me on the side. Said, man, you know he our boss. I'm your lead, but he our boss. And I had to tell him, I said, he our supervisor, right? Yeah, I said, and the boss is Ken, the director over the whole building is our boss, right? I said, I do that if he come around. Because he know Robert Franklin works. So if I'm sitting there, hey, Robert, how you going to take a little break? I don't blame you, man. All right, take it easy. Appreciate what you're doing, man. Great job. See, it shocked him. Like, no. So not just because our supervisor. I do it if the president of the boss man, number one man in the building. Because why? That's how I was raised, and that's why. That's the right way to do it. Because why? I'm not being a man pleaser or faking something. And so as believers, we have to keep that in mind. That's what he was showing me. It's another verse. It's in Corinthians. I'm going to get it. It's in Corinthians chapter 4. And my man Kelly say, I mean, with my uncle, my grandma, said, that foolishness. Every time he say that, when he be teaching, I be laughing. I like smiling. And if, brother, if you listen, well, I know you recovering. You wasn't feeling well. But Yahweh bless you with this Sabbath blessing. So you're healing as you know, you rested. But whatever you do here, if you ever wonder when you ever teach it, and I'll be smiling sometimes when you said that, that's why you took me back. Like, talk of that foolishness, get out of here with that foolishness. The grandma always say. All right, but enough joke aside, I need to find that first commitment. That's my problem, too. I got to get more serious. It used to be too serious, then somebody told me. When I was in the army, man, you need to lighten up, man. Lighten up, man. We might get killed. We lighten up when I'm back home in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm not lightening up now. You talking about? Matter of fact, if you want to be that loose, get away from me. I'm like, I'm sorry for that. But hold on. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and that verse says, remember I said, a kingdom believer. And remember, we examine ourselves, 2 Corinthians 13:5. But as kingdom believers, 14. Here it comes, friend. I apologize. It's funny, when I want something, it's like I can't even see. Anyway, I know it's in 1 Corinthians, maybe 2 Corinthians. I was trying to look. It was maybe because this translation is different. That's probably what jacked me up. I'm saying different. But the one is in there, and it was saying that our conversation, our mannerisms, but it uses the word conversation. That's it, in King James. Let me turn this King James. I want that. I need y'all to see it. I apologize because I heard that too. That's me tapping on this, what I'm working off of. Can I have a King James? Please. King James Bible. Okay. King James Bible said, anyway, that's all right. Let all things be done in decency order. That's not it. It's about the way you conduct yourself. So, like I said, I apologize, fam. Wasn't meant to say it right now. But it's in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians. And I wanted it because as believers and as this right here about this character and integrity and the story with this rich young ruler with the Messiah, the King of the Universe, as they had a dialogue, I wanted that where it complements 2 Corinthians, our open scripture, chapter 13:5, where it say, corrupt communication is coming to me. Be careful for your companions, because it can cause corrupt communication. It's something like that, I apologize, but that's what it is. Basically, be careful for if our young listeners are listening, you can get caught up, but and older people my age can too. So this lesson for me. It's not just for you guys. You can get caught up as an adult too, because you'll start saying, I'm grown. Nah, that's still, I don't mean up. Yeah, corrupt communication can cause be careful who you're around. The old way they used to say, birds of a feather flock together. But be careful what you're around, because corrupt communication, corrupt environment can just take you off of your path. That's it. But I apologize, man. I can't believe that's one of my favorite verses. I want totally blank. But basically, that's what we had to realize as believers, kingdom of the citizens. Be careful who the people that we're around, even coworkers. I'm realizing that now. That's what made me see that. I listen to stuff, and I said, okay. Because like I said, you can fool them. But me, your character is it's all right. Like I said, like I told you, I come to realize I don't say what I don't mean. I mean what I say. I just had to learn some more tact. But I explained it to them, and they were like, thanks, man. I didn't know it was it then, but I feel you. I'm like, yeah. So you can fake character to a person that don't have any character or very little character or never seen any character, but you can't fake it. You can't get away with the person that got integrity. Can't be done. And that's what happened right here, this little encounter between that young ruler and Yahshua. So like I said, you make it, you know, while you're going through the scripture, you're looking at a character. I think what I said, verse 18, Luke 18, 18 to 22 or 23, and you can say, that was character. That was integrity. And as you see, the young ruler, he wasn't serious about it. He was doing like what Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah said. And Yahshua came along and said, just like the prophet Isaiah said, you worship me with your lips, but your heart, but we know it's not somebody. He said, your mind far off. How your mind far off? You're not doing the things I command or that I expected from a child, a kingdom, or the citizen. You my ambassador. You representing me. You got to do it in word and deed. So we have to keep that mindful. And like I said, the things with us as adults, young ones, you have peers that you know most likely influence, and you got the social media too. As adults, we getting old, but we feel like we still hitting down. So we looking at some of those social media and thinking like, yeah, we had to catch out. So like, whoa, I can't get caught like that. That can cover up me. But on that note, it's 8:44. I went over. I'm getting better though. On that note, family, that's all. I just wanted to bring that to the attention. That's what he gave. I apologize. Just got it yesterday morning, and they said, but it's not finished, but that's a good start. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't hope. It touches us and hit, and like I said, it activates the Holy Spirit where the Holy Spirit can go in and clean up, renew, and wash whatever needs to be and renew that spirit, man, the soul in our body, so we can continue to be the ambassadors for Yahushua, Mashiach. And so on that note, family, I'm going to say hallelujah, and I'm going to pray hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to use the closing prayer, and then I'll pray also. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteousness in all generations, trustworthy, mighty one who says and does, who speaks and fulfills all, whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, a mighty one. Trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, for you, a mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy of all his word. Amen. Father Yah, thank you. As I said earlier, forgive me of anything I forgot to mention. Thank you. Give you your praise and your glory. Because without you, I'm nothing, Father Yah. Like your son Yahshua told us in John 15:15, you are the husband vine, he's the true vine, and we're the branches. Father Yah, thank you for healing me. I'm feeling much better. And like I said, Sister Debbie, she's healing. Yahweh got her. Keep the prayers going in. Brother Ariel, not feeling well. Yahweh got him. Keep the prayers going in. And any other best Yahweh member or family member. We know we just came out of, right? Pray without ceasing, right? Ain't that basically what 1 Thessalonians was saying? Pray without ceasing. Pray. We pray always, as Paul said. We not even there with you, but we pray. So we constantly pray for each other. If you haven't been doing it, try to get in the habit. And when you start, the Holy Spirit will start helping you. The Holy Spirit will start helping you. Because why? He's helping renew you and changing your ways that be more acceptable to him and that which he loves. That he can smile like, there go my son, there go my daughter. Yeah, I'm empowered of this Holy Spirit that I gave them. They're going to get better. I used to didn't pray all the time. I would forget. And then I got better. Not just in the morning, not just at night. First it was just at night. Then I wake up like, I think I'm waking up. Then I learned all through the day when I got time. Sometimes I put a headphone in and people say, oh, he on the phone. I'm like, good, because if you ain't talking about nothing good, don't interrupt me. Go get somebody else. You hired all them other new people. Come on, make them earn some. I'm talking to my father. Most times he might think I'm on the phone. They don't know I'm praying. So I put the earphone in so they know that I'm praying. And sometimes I tell them, I'm not on the phone, man. I'm talking to my father. I'll be right there in a couple minutes. And then they're like, okay, Rob, just, you know, up my bag. And you got one of them say, hey, pray for me too, though, man. Thanks. That's what we had to realize, family, that we are children of the Most High, and we allow him to use us. And Father Yah, continue to watch over Beth Yahweh family. Open up our spiritual eyes. Remove any fears and doubts we have, Father Yah. No, nothing is too hard for you, like you told Sarah and Abraham in Genesis when you came to tell them that they will have the promise of Isaac, who the Messiah will come through that line. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible. As Joshua said, what's impossible to man, not impossible to the Holy Spirit. That rich ruler, he made it impossible. It's not impossible because nothing is impossible to the Father and to the Son, to Yahshua. But it's when we don't do our part. It's like a little labor that we co-labors with the Holy Spirit. So we, you know, we work together. But thank you, Father. Yeah, watch over everybody. Bless their homes. Heal anybody that's hurting physically, emotionally, mentally, and financially, Father. Yeah. Increase their faith. Tear down any spirit of fear. And let them tear down anything that goes against your truth. And pull it under the subjection of Yahushua, the same obedience that he had, to obey the Father. But what did he say? I only do the things that please the Father. And I pray, that's one of my prayers, and I hope my brothers and sisters had the same prayer. We want to get better. We please, we do what's pleasing to you, but we want to do better. We want to improve and walk more and have more light, Holy Spirit shine through us, so and more flavor so we can draw people, so we can get them. And Father, watch over the children, the best day of our future. Watch over our neighborhoods, our employees. Father Yah, may we all have one mind and your will, Father Yah. When is your time? That we will, you bless us and you lead us, guide us, and bless us with a place of worship. But until you know why we have to wait until we all examine ourselves and examine us collectively, and then that's when the Holy Spirit will activate and do his job, just waiting on us. And sometimes we know how it is. Seem like, man, I think I'm doing it right, and you may be doing it right. But we still have to wait on the Father. What example we have for that you taught us, Father, in John 11, when they told you that Lazarus is dead, like, don't worry about it. And he waited a couple of days. And that's what he said. It was best to happen this way so you could see. So our ways are not your ways, your thoughts are not our thoughts, they're high. So continue to lead us, guide us, and may we have the meek spirit of those children like we read in Luke chapter 18, starting in verse 12, 13, 15. We humble ourselves so we can be obedient as those little children to your word and your Torah. Is there anything I forgot to pray? Father God, Holy Spirit, pray for me and help everyone to receive this. In the name of your son, Yahushua, our soon coming King. King and Redeemer. Amen. Family, have a good night. Enjoy the rest of Shabbat. Apologize for keeping that long. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Sometimes I try to justify my sin, but no excuses will be heard in the end. So I, and I.